This is Ahmed Maqbool, AHMAD, MAQB, the grade 4 Dr. Kamal Muhammad. Date of service is January 25th, 2013. Cardiac recording note. Primary care physician, Dr. Linda Green, Linda, L-I-N-D-A, Green, G-R-E-E-N, 4727 St. Antonio Suite, number 211, Detroit, Michigan, 48201, phone number 313-823-5022, fax number 313-823-7831. Patient name is Janet Hell. Janet, that's J-A-N-E-T, Hell, H-I-L-L. Date of birth is 02-17-1956. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, cardiac clinic. Next paragraph, reason for visit, follow-up. Next paragraph, dear colleagues, we had the pleasure of seeing Mrs. Hell in our cardiac clinic today, as well as she is a very pleasant 56-year-old African-American female with past medical history significant for hypertension, diabetes, mellitus, hyperlipidemia. She also has past medical history significant for peripheral artery disease. Rutherford category number 3, status post-multiple peripheral angiographies with the recent one done on July 31st, 2012. And also, she had a bilateral SFA disease with CTO of the right SFA and 90% stenosis of the left SFA, status post bilateral SFA revitalization. She's on our cardiac clinic today for a follow up visit. Next paragraph. On today's visit, patient states she's very little doing well, and she denies any headache, visual changes, chest pain, shortness of breath, palpitation, syncope, or syncopal episode. She complained of some. Claudication and pain to her left, to her both lower extremities, on the right more than the left. And she is following, she states that she's following with her primary care physician, and she's complying with all her medication. Also, she said that she had some kind of stressful environment at home due to family members. Other than that, she denies any other complaints. Next paragraph. Past medical history, number 1, hypertension, number 2, diabetes mellitus, number 3, hyperlipidemia, number 4, venous insufficiency, number 5, peripheral arterial disease, status post multiple peripheral angiographies. Next paragraph, past surgical history, number 1, cesarean section at time 2, number 2, tonsillectomy, number 3, cataract surgery of the right eye. Next paragraph, social history, the patient is an active smoker, she is still smoking, she has a chronic history of smoking for past 25 years, currently she is smoking 1.5 pack cigarettes per day. She denies any drinking, alcohol, or using any illicit drugs. Next paragraph, family history significant for coronary disease, hypertension, and diabetes mellitus. Next paragraph, allergies. She have no known drug allergies. Next paragraph, current medication. Number 1, Humulin N, 95 units QAM. Number 2, Ventolin, 2 puffs PRN. Number 3, Nitro, 0.4 mg PRN. Number 4, Plavix, 75 mg QD. Number 6, Hydrochlorazide / Trimethoprim, 37.5/25 mg QD. Number 7, Aspirin, 325 mg QD. Number 8, Vicodin, 5/500 mg PRN. Number 9, Simvastatin, 20 mg QHS. Number 10, Buspirin, 5 milligrams BID, number 10, omeprazole, 20 milligrams QD, number 12, vitamin D, 50,000 units once every 2 weeks. Next paragraph, physical examination. On today's visit, Ms. Hill's vitals were as follows. Blood pressure was 104 over 71, pulse is 90, weight is 250 pounds, with height 5 feet and 4 inches. Please copy normal template. Next paragraph, diagnostic studies. Brain ultrasound done on August 20th, 2012, which was unremarkable. Next paragraph, laboratory chemistries. And the recent one was on January 12th, 2013, shows amylase is 55, lipase is 241, potassium is 4.9, hemoglobin A1C is 8.3, glucose is 170, BUN is 29, creatinine is 1.5, calcium is 9.6, glucose is 246, GFR is 36, WBC 11.9, RBC 4.47, hemoglobin is 13.3, hematocrit 39.7, MCV 88.8, MCH 29.8, platelets 237. And you have also your analysis, shows appearance of the urine was clear, the color is strawberry, glucose in the urine was negative, bilirubin in the urine was negative, urine ketones were negative, specific gravity was 1.020, urine blood was traces, urine pH was 8.0, proteins were positive 2. Next paragraph. Peripheral angiography was done on July 31st, 2012. Showed left SFA and proximal 90%. Stenosis with a left popliteal artery, three vessels run off below the knee. Right SFA and had a CTO with a distal reconstitution at the distal segment of the right SFA with a 2 to 3 vessel runoff below the knee. And the right and lower extremity successful PTA on the left SFA for the residual stenosis using 4.0 by 200 millimeter Armada balloon with a lesion reduction from 90% to less than 30% with a TIMI-3 flow post inversion. Next paragraph. Arterial ultrasound study of the upper of the lower extremities. Findings. Right. CFA, PFA, SFA, POP, PTA, ATA, all monophasic graph. And the right SFA was biphasic with a 30 to 49% stenosis and with absent flow. And the left CFA was triphasic, left PFA biphasic, left SFA monophasic, and left popliteal was monophasic, and left ATA was monophasic. Conclusion, arterial Doppler evaluation with the right lower extremity reveals an occlusion of the mid superficial femoral artery to moderate to severe atherosclerosis disease in lower extremity and arterial bilaterally. Next paragraph. Venous Doppler ultrasound on April 6, 2012 showed color duplex evaluation of lower extremity showed an evidence of venous acute deep venous thrombosis in the vessel that were visualized. Next paragraph, peripheral angiogram was done on April 24, 2012, showed that right common and external iliac artery irregularities, the right common femoral artery irregularities, right SFA, CTO in the mid-vessel but reconstituted distally, right profound artery 80% stenosis in the mid-vessel, and the right popliteal artery 20% stenosis, 2 to 3 vessel on off below the knee, to the right, on the left common femoral artery vessel irregularities with the left SFA revealed 70% stenosis diffusely. And the right profound with a patent on was patent on the left and the left popliteal artery 20% 2 to 3 vessels run off below the knee on the left. We had done an inversion of the right CTO and SFA was reduced from 100% occlusion to less than 30% residual and TIMI-3 flow. No dissection was appreciated impression. Significant peripheral artery disease as noted above. Successful orbital atherectomy of the right SFA and successful addition PTA to the right. The right SFA, planned stage inversion of the left SFA. Next paragraph. EKG was done February 7, 2012, showing normal results. Next paragraph, lower extremity segmental ABI, the test results abnormal with a reading of 0.8 on the right side and 1.07 on the left extremity. Next paragraph, renal vascular ultrasound. The results include normal renal artery ratio, less than 3.5 asymmetric right of the left kidney size, with the right kidney appearing larger in size, normal right and the left renal arteries, with no evidence of renal artery stenosis, aorta appeared normal in size, no evidence of aneurysm. Next paragraph, echocardiography report, conclusion of the left ventricular size, wall thickness and systolic function are normal with ejection fraction 60%, diastolic filling, apparently indicates impaired relaxation. There is a trace mitral regurgitation, trace cardiac arrhythmia, with respiration. The present right ventricular systolic pressure is normal less than 35 millimeter of mercury. Next paragraph. Coronary Doppler. July 3rd, 2011. Report concludes no significant stenosis of the coronary artery bilaterally, vertebral flow anterior bilaterally. Next paragraph. Exercise stress test done on June 3rd, 2011 and is negative. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Number one, for peripheral artery disease. This patient has a history of peripheral artery disease. The status post multiple peripheral angiographs. The recent one was done on July 31st, 2012. Showed CTO of the right SFA and 90% stenosis in the left SFA. On the right SFA, correction, which was completely revascularized using Armada balloon with a lesion reduction from the 90% to less than 20% with a TIMI flow post inversion. Intervention. On today's visit, patient states that she's complaining of lower extremity claudication and pain mostly and tingling on the edema on the right lower extremity. These things are typical for intermediate claudication. So we ordered arterial ultrasound that was completed on January 10th, 2013, which was abnormal. So the patient is going to undergo peripheral angiogram of the right lower extremity coming from the left groin on February 21st. of this year. In this year. In the meanwhile, she decided to continue her medication regimen and will continue to monitor her closely. Number two, hypertension. Did you visit? Her blood pressure was 104/71, which was within a normal range and indicates that that her blood pressure was well controlled. She's also continuing her medication regimen and adhere to low salt diet and low fat diet, and will continue to monitor her blood pressure. Number three, diabetes mellitus. The patient is a known diabetic with diabetes that is uncontrolled. We recommended that she follow her primary care physician to control her to get a target of hemoglobin A1C less than 5.7. Number four, hyperlipidemia. She is to follow up with her primary care physician regarding frequent lipid profile testing and LFTs with a target LDL less than 70%. Number five, pharmacogenomics. DNA sensitivity testing reported in February 18, 2012 shows a normal metabolizer through CYP3A4, normal metabolizer through CYP3A5, normal warfarin sensitivity through CYP2C9, low warfarin sensitivity through VKORC1. The patient was notified with these results in last visit. Next paragraph. Thank you very much for allowing us to receive the care of Ms. Hill. Our phone number has been provided to her to call us with any questions or concerns. We will see her after the procedure. And meanwhile, she is instructed to continue with her primary care physician regarding her continuity with health care. And sincerely, Ahmed Maqbool, HMAD, MQBUL. Thank you for Dr. Tamam Muhammad with all board certification and dictation.